It's bad enough to get the mumps, but imagine coming down with it in a foreign country where you don't have family or speak the language. That's the situation in a small farm town in central Washington, where more than 100 seasonal farm workers are now quarantined to prevent a mumps outbreak. Health officials had confirmed one case so far, with more probable. KUOW's Esme Jimenez and Anna King with the Northwest News Network went to find out how those workers are coping.
Esme and I roll up a gravel road. We're about 20 miles outside of the city of Mattawa. We're on the King Fuji Ranch. It's massive. Rows and rows of grapes, apples.
Yeah, so we see about maybe eight duplicate houses. They all look the same. They're beige.
This is where the workers live and where they're quarantined. These workers came on the federal H-2A program, which means they're temporary farm workers, mostly from Mexico.
And there is the keep out.
Health officials have highly discouraged workers from going into town for food or supplies.
This is Esme. Critics say the H-2A program leaves workers vulnerable. They have limited transportation off their work site and few ways to complain. So a sick worker may not seek out the help he needs. We aren't able to talk to any of the workers. The staff referred us to a manager named Nathan, who didn't answer many questions either. So we went to find somebody who could.
Four cases, we can manage that.
That's Teresa Adkinson with Grant County Health District.
At 150, I'm like, are we going to have to call in additional support?
She coordinated the mass vaccination. Four people probably have the mumps. Another 138 were exposed. They all rolled up their sleeves.
What is it? What are you putting in me? I mean, because some of them didn't fully understand what the vaccine was.
Her team worked overtime to investigate and vaccinate.
We had nobody refuse the vaccine.
If they did, they couldn't work. Adkinson says it's actually good that the workers are so secluded. It makes them easy to quarantine.
Now the H-2A workers are stuck on the farm until the disease passes. For those people exposed, quarantine lasts for 25 days. But for those that had it, it's isolation from everybody for 5 days. It's a long time. It's hard for the workers to send money home or buy their favorite snacks. Driving through Mattawa, the store names tell you who lives here. It's 95% Latino.
There's Mendoza's Market, you can see Antojitos, Estudillo's Food Store.
The mumps hasn't spread here, and neither has the news. Outside of the grocery, a worker says he had it as a kid in Mexico, and it wasn't nice.
Paperas? De las paperas?
Pues las paperas son...
¿Puedes decir las paperas?
That's Spanish for mumps. It causes a rash, swollen jaw, swollen testes or ovaries. It's not clear yet how this mumps outbreak started. The main group that brings in H-2A workers to Washington tells us vaccination records are not part of the required paperwork. And this is the first case that they've had like this. Vaccination rates in Mexico are also pretty comparable to the U.S.
The Hispanic population is amazing when it comes to immunizations.
That's Dana Fox with the Mattawa Community Medical Clinic.
They'll bring that poor baby on their first birthday because it's time to get their immunization. So it's like, but it's their birthday.
She isn't worried about locals being at high risk for this outbreak.
An irrigation sprinkler makes sweeping circles just off the road out of town. This is a period of watching and waiting.
It could be weeks before the mumps is declared over and the quarantine lifts for all of these workers. In Mattawa, I'm Esme Jimenez.
And I'm Anna King.